Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive in? Today we're tackling something that's, well, a little bit of a head scratcher for a lot of us, figuring out how to put a price tag on your amazing 3D work.
It's true. Pricing creative work can feel like navigating a maze, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got your back.
Yeah, we're going to equip you with the knowledge and the confidence to set rates that really work for you.
Exactly. We're diving deep into that today.
This is exciting because think about it, right? As 3D artists, what we're selling is unique.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a product. It's your vision, your skills, all that time you put in.
It's so true. It's funny, though, because then figuring out what to charge can feel so overwhelming.
Right, because there's no set price list for this kind of talent.
It's not like walking into a store and seeing a price tag on a loaf of bread.
No.
Right. It's way more nuanced than that.
Exactly. And actually, our sources highlighted some of the factors involved in this, and it really stood out to me how many things come into play.
Oh, yeah, big time. You've got your experience level, what the market's like, any special skills you bring to the table.
And that's just for starters, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, for someone just starting out, right? Maybe they're still building their portfolio, offering a really competitive rate. Could be a smart move.
Yeah, I could see that.
It helps you land those first few clients and get your foot in the door.
Get your name out there, too.
Exactly. Now, on the flip side, you've got artists with years of experience under their belt.
Right, those seasoned pros.
Exactly. They've got amazing portfolios, a reputation that speaks for itself.
So they can charge premium, right? Because their work, it speaks for itself.
They've earned it. And, you know, that's where market research comes in.
It's so important.
It's not just for big studios, you know?
No, for sure not.
You've got to be in the know about what other artists with similar skills are charging, especially in your area.
So you're on the same playing field, basically.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing our sources mentioned that I thought was super helpful.
Let's hear it.
Platforms like ArtStation, CG Society.
Oh, yeah. Those are the go-to spots.
Right. They're gold mines for this kind of research.
Yeah, you can see what's out there, what people are creating, how they're presenting it.
Exactly. And importantly, what they're charging for it.
It gives you a realistic benchmark, right? Totally.
You see how your work stacks up.
Yeah.
And you can find that competitive edge.
I bet specialization plays a big role, too.
Oh, huge.
Like, if you've mastered some really in-demand 3D software, or you create those super specialized medical visualizations.
Right, those niche skills.
Those are pure gold, right?
Absolutely. The more specialized your skills are, the more valuable you become.
Especially if it's something that clients can't just find anywhere.
Exactly. It's all about supply and demand, right?
Totally.
If you offer something unique, you can charge accordingly.
It makes sense. Like, someone who can model a car is great, but someone who can model that specific vintage car everyone's obsessed with.
Right. They're in demand.
High demand. Okay, what about the projects themselves? I'm guessing a simple 3D model doesn't cost the same as a fully rigged animated character, right?
You're hitting the nail on the head.
Okay, good. I'm following.
And project complexity is a major factor in pricing. A simple model might take a few hours.
Right, you're in and out.
Exactly. But a complex animation, that could be weeks, even months of work.
Wow. Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Right. So your pricing has to reflect that investment of time and energy.
So it's almost like being a detective when a client brings you a project.
I love that.
You've got to unpack it, see what's really involved, how much time it's actually going to take.
Absolutely. You've got to be your own project detective.
Figure out all the details before you even get started.
Exactly. Now, here's another one that I think can feel a little, I don't know, maybe a bit awkward.
Okay, hit me.
The client's budget.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's real.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, a huge company.
Deep pockets.
Right. They'll have a different budget than a small startup that's just getting off the ground.
So do you charge them differently?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah. How do you navigate that?
Well, larger companies, they often have dedicated budgets for 3D work.
Which makes sense.
Right. They're more likely to meet your rates, especially if your portfolio is top-notch.
It's like you're proving your worth right there.
Exactly. But a smaller budget doesn't automatically mean you have to undervalue your work.
Right. That's the balance we're talking about.
Finding that middle ground.
Not undervaluing yourself, but also being mindful of the client's situation.
Exactly. And, you know, our sources actually provided some helpful starting points, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, what did they say?
They gave us price ranges for entry-level, mid-level, senior-level 3D artists.
Oh, I like that. They broke it down.
They did. And they even broke it down further into hourly rates versus project fees.
So there are some actual numbers we can look at.
There are. They're meant to be benchmarks, like a starting point.
A reference guide.
Exactly. But remember, all those factors we talked about, they're crucial here.
Right. Experience, location, all of that.
It all ties in. So use those benchmarks, but don't be afraid to adjust them based on your own situation.
Because every artist is different.
And every project is different. So find that price point that feels right for you, for your work, for the market you're in.
It's about finding that sweet spot where you're pushing your artistic boundaries and also feeling good about what you're earning.
100%. It's about feeling valued for the amazing work you do.
Okay, so we've talked about pricing models, how to research rates, but how do you actually talk about money with clients? That's the part I always get a little, I don't know.
Awkward.
Yeah. Like, how do you bring it up without feeling, I don't know, weird about it?
It's a delicate dance, isn't it?
It is.
But it doesn't have to be a nail-biting experience, I promise.
Okay, good. Because I need all the tips on this one.
Yeah, like you said, awkward. It's all about finding that right way to bring it up. But you know what? Our sources had some good tips on making it less, well, awkward.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think we all need that.
Yeah. They talk a lot about transparency.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because when you're open and honest about your pricing up front, it builds trust.
Right. And it prevents misunderstandings later on, which is always a good thing.
The worst. And actually, one of the sources recommended having like a rate sheet.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that.
Right. Like a menu of your service.
Clients see exactly what you offer, what it costs. No surprises. Everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. No hidden fees.
I like it.
Right. Straightforward. Simple.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. What about contracts?
Contracts.
Are those really necessary, especially if you're just starting out and it's a smaller project?
I think personally, no matter what, even if it feels a little, you know,
formal.
Yeah. Contracts protect both of you.
Okay. That's a good point. It's not just about like protecting yourself.
Exactly. It outlines everything.
Scope of work.
Payment terms.
Timeline. All of that.
All of it.
Yeah.
So if, let's say down the line, something comes up, you've got that to refer back to.
It's like your safety net.
Right. Because believe me, in 3D work, unexpected things, they happen.
I bet.
Projects evolve. Clients change their minds.
I can only imagine.
Right. So a contract helps you navigate all of that professionally and fairly.
Okay. That makes me feel better about contracts, actually. It makes a lot of sense when you put it that way. Now, what about negotiation? Any tips on that front? Because that's always been tough for me.
Negotiation is part of the game, right?
Yeah.
Like it's part of freelancing. And the biggest thing is just remembering what you're worth. You have valuable skills. You've put in the work.
Yeah, you have the experience.
So don't be afraid to stand firm on your rates, especially if you know they're in line with, you know, what the industry's like.
Right. You've done your research.
Exactly.
And you know what you deserve to be paid.
Exactly.
It's so easy, though, to get caught up in wanting to please the client, at least for me.
I get it.
But ultimately, you have to, you know, value your time, your talent, all of it.
It's true. It's about finding that balance, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So we've covered a lot, like pricing models, researching your rates, the importance of contracts, even negotiation.
A lot.
But our sources also touched on some key tips for building a sustainable career as a freelance 3D artist, like actually thinking about the big picture here.
Right. Because it's more than just setting a price.
Exactly. It's about building a career that you actually love. So what did they have to say about that?
They had some good stuff in there, really insightful. Like they really emphasized this idea of valuing your work.
That's so important.
Right. Because it's easy to like fall into that comparison trap.
Oh, 100%. Especially with social media. It's like
constant. You see everyone else's highlight reel.
Exactly. And it's easy to get down on yourself or feel like you're not good enough.
Totally. But the thing is, your unique skills, your style, that's what sets you apart.
It's true. Everyone says that, but it's hard to remember sometimes.
It is. It is. But, you know, once you really embrace that, pricing your work becomes less about following some formula and more about showcasing what makes you valuable.
Yeah, I like that, showcasing what makes you valuable.
Right. Own your strengths, own your style. And speaking of showcasing, our sources were all about the portfolio.
Oh, yeah. That's your baby. It's like your calling card.
Exactly. When a potential client lands on your portfolio, that's your chance to make a killer first impression.
It's like you're curating your own little museum of your best work.
I love that analogy. That's exactly what it is.
You get to choose what pieces go in, what story you want to tell.
And make sure it's easy to navigate, super visual.
Oh, and up to date.
Yes. Keep it fresh. Keep it current.
So people know you're actively working and honing your craft.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of honing your craft, our sources also talked about the importance of feedback, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about feedback? Because some people shy away from it.
Oh, it can be tough to hear, for sure. But honestly, it's crucial no matter where you are in your career.
Even if you're at the top of your game, you can still learn something.
100%. Yeah. Feedback from clients, from other artists, it's how you grow.
It's like getting a fresh perspective.
Exactly. Sometimes you're so close to your work, you don't even see like little things you could tweak.
Totally. You need that outside eye to point them out.
It's invaluable. And you know what else is invaluable?
Maybe.
Continuous learning.
Oh, yeah. That never stops.
Never. The world of 3D, it's like this constantly moving target.
Software's updating. There are new techniques popping up all the time.
All the time. So you got to stay curious. You got to stay hungry to learn.
What are some ways that you recommend people do that, besides, obviously, listening to awesome podcasts like this one?
Well, there are some amazing online courses out there now.
So many.
Yeah, tons of platforms. Yeah. And, you know, even just experimenting with new software.
Or even just a new technique in a program that you're already familiar with.
Right. Pushing your boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Following industry blogs.
Staying in the loop. Seeing what other people are doing.
Exactly. It all feeds your creativity and keeps you at the top of your game.
I love that. So basically, even if you've been doing 3D work for years, there's always something new to discover.
Always. And I think that's part of what makes this field so exciting, you know?
Totally. You're never bored.
Never. Always something new to master.
This has been amazing. I feel like we've covered so much ground in this deep dive. Like, we went from the really practical stuff.
Risk models, yeah.
Contracts, all of that, to this bigger picture stuff of building a career you love.
Because it's all connected, right?
Exactly. So for everyone listening, any last words of wisdom as they navigate this crazy world of 3D art?
Just go for it. You got this. Take all these insights. Set those rates with confidence.
Don't be afraid to charge what you're worth.
Exactly. And build that career that's not just creatively fulfilling, but financially rewarding, too. You deserve both.
Beautifully said. Big thanks to our expert for sharing their incredible insights today, and to all of you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you in the next one.